Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
Welcome to this edition of the Behavior Corner. Today in the corner, we are talking about having lack of time. Yes, you heard right. What do you do on a daily basis when you feel like there is just not enough time? Oh my gosh, I have been there so many times. I think I probably will end up there tonight as well. You just wish you had a little bit more time in your day to get a few more things done, to spend more time with your kids, to get maybe one more idea out of your head onto paper or even complete. I know, I have been there. I live that life. And if you have kids, you live that life too. It just seems that there's always so much to do, and you want to do what's right by your kids. You want to be the best parent you can be. So how can we possibly make all of this work? That's what we're going to dive into today. So hang in there with me. I have your answers to help you feel that you are connecting more with your kids. You're doing a really good job as a parent, and it's not even going to add additional time to your day if you do it right. Hopefully I have you intrigued. And I know that each and every family is different. So your lack of time is going to look different within your household when we compare it to other households, perhaps your neighbors, your friends, your sisters, your brothers. Different people are trying to meet different goals in their life. So we know that this will look different for all of us. But I can guarantee you my five ways today that I'm going to share with you to help your problem of lack of time improve will be much appreciative, because you will have more of that positive time to spend with your kids. And guys, at the end of the day, that is what is going to improve behaviors. More time spent with our kids in a positive way. So yes, that is exactly what our end game is here. Improve behaviors, bonding with our kids, and having a more peaceful life. Who doesn't want that, right? Man, if we just had more time, maybe we could accomplish those things. I know I've had those thoughts go through my mind before, but I'm here to tell you today that you can do it now. And we're going to make sure that that becomes reality for you. So when I think of those positive ways that we can spend time with our kids and some of the positive roles that we take on as parent when we're interacting with our kids, I think of the following things. We are someone that understands our kids, or at least we strive to. We strive to support them, give them space when they need space, give them snuggles for as long as they'll let us snuggle for. We give them leeway when needed, unconditional love, accepting of their friends. This is a big one, because as our kids grow, they start to gravitate more and more to their friends as their loyalty for their friendships increases. So being accepting of their friends and being on the same page with your child goes a very long way in helping to create a positive relationship with your child. also being their playmate, their wrestling partner. I know I have done that a few times. Those are all ways that us as parents take on that positive bonding role. And I know there's more. There's more ways. And yes, you do need to have time to do all of those things. It's going to be good because we are getting to how you can do all of those things by using my 5-step plan. There are just some days, though, it's overwhelming. And even though I have a plan, I want you to know it's okay if it doesn't happen sometimes. It's okay because you're human. You're not perfect. Your kids aren't perfect. If there is a time that you can't follow through on an idea or a plan like the one I'm going to share with you today, it's all right. Get up the next day and try again. My friends, this is what parenting is all about. We try again and again and again, and we get better with every attempt. So I want to put that out there because I know that overwhelming feeling. I know how it feels to have an especially crazy day at work. I know how it feels if you're fighting with your spouse or your child's behavior just seems off the charts some days. And it's just so overwhelming that you can't possibly wrap your brain around doing another thing, even if it means it doesn't take additional time out of your day. You're just done. You cannot give any more. It's almost like your day comes to a screeching halt, and the best you can do is to take care of everyone's basic needs. And that's it. Guys, that's our life when we have an infant. The goal at the end of the day is to meet the basic needs and get up and do it again. So those of us who have older kids and you get to that overwhelming state and you just cannot put forth any more effort besides feeding everyone and loving everyone until you start again the next day, I get it. And I'm giving you permission to know that that's okay. Forgive yourself if you feel you need to do that and get on the horse and try again tomorrow. Okay? There is more time coming tomorrow. So no doubt this is a needed topic. No doubt. So I'm going to dive in right now and I'm going to tell you number one way that I help myself be the best parent I can be, even though I'm having a lack of time in my days. Ready? Number one, notice them. And by them, of course, I mean our kids. Notice them. And guys, this is so quick. You don't even need to stop what you're doing to do this step. In fact, I have shown pictures of an old-fashioned camera before, and I have put a text on it, and it said, photo quick. And I encourage parents to be photo quick. And I say that to help them remember to capture what their kids are doing. Just acknowledge what they're doing. And you can do that while you're driving a car. You can do that while you're unpacking your bags from the day. You can do that while you're washing the floor, my friends. Be photo quick. And notice them. I like how you're sitting quietly on the couch right now. Wow, you were really kind to your brother when you let him have a turn. Thank you. All the while, I'm mopping and I'm putting my stuff away, but I was just photo quick and I was specific in telling my child what I liked. What did I see from them that I would like them to repeat in the future? And whatever that thing is, I'm going to acknowledge it and I'm going to bring it to their attention so that they have a good feeling about doing the right thing because now mom has noticed them. I have a good feeling as their mom because they're doing the right thing and we're going to both want to repeat that behavior. One from my child from being kind, if we're going to use that example, and one for me for being photo quick. Because the more attention we can pay to a behavior, the more likely it's going to repeat in the future. So number one is to notice them. And this meets their need for attention. Guys, your kids need your attention, and the more positive, the better. So this photo quick way allows them to know that you're noticing what they're doing and you're reinforcing the positives that you're seeing. Another reason why I like this one is because we're thinking of a camera. What can your brain capture in a photo to help you be photo quick? And if we can capture it in a photo, we can see the details of what's going on. So a photo isn't just generic. It has many different features and details, correct? So when you're being photo quick, you're paying attention to the details of your child's behavior. And the more specific details we can give them to help them repeat a behavior, the better. So let me flesh that out a little bit more for you. So if I say, hey, great job while I was mopping the floor, what does that mean really? Does that mean I did a good job sitting? Did that mean I did a good job interacting with my brother? Does that mean I did a good job not walking on the wet floor? What does that mean? But okay, my child now has nothing specific to repeat because we really don't know what it means when I say good job. I need to be more specific, just like our photo would be. Let's give some more details, just like I did in my example when I said, thank you for giving your brother a turn. That was very kind. I was photo quick. I noticed them by giving specific examples of the behavior that I wanted them to repeat. So number one way to still bond with your kids, even when you have lack of time, is to notice them. And I already said, this doesn't even add on one more minute to your day. How amazing is that? So let's go on to number two. Number two, it's a bit more tricky because you've got to plan for it. But remember, if plans fall through, it's okay. Get up and try again the next day. So number two, I have entitled one-on-one time. Even if you only have one child, this is super helpful when we're talking about having positive time together. So we all put our kids to bed, even if it's just good night and a quick hug, or good night and you peek in their room because you have an older child and maybe you're not reading the books and singing the songs anymore. Regardless of the age of your child, I guarantee you there is still some sort of bedtime routine. So I am encouraging you and empowering you right now to spend 10 minutes at bedtime with some communication. And I recommend you just getting a simple shoebox and make that your communication box. Throw a few ideas in there during the day, during the week. Ask your child to do the same thing. If you don't want to do a communication box, do a communication notebook and you can write back and forth. And during bedtime, you can review the notes that are in that notebook. It's up to you. Remember, I said no family is exactly the same. So what may work for one may not work for another. So be flexible with this communication idea. But I do encourage you to have a few things written down before bedtime. And it could just be simply, it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So you put in a little slip of paper that says the weather. Or TV, what'd you watch on TV today? Or maybe it's more important. Maybe your child had a tough day at school and they put a note in there that says school and they want to talk about it. But without this one-on-one time, you wouldn't have that moment of communication. So this is how it works. This one-on-one time allows your child to feel acknowledged and it helps them to see that you genuinely care about them because you are taking time out of your day to talk to them, to include them in your thoughts and your feelings. You're asking also about their thoughts and their feelings. So I want you to pick out of that box or out of that notebook just two items to talk about with your kids. Do it at bedtime. Like I said, you're doing a bedtime routine anyways. Make this part of it. Those of you that are thinking right now, hold on. You started this podcast by saying, I don't need any extra time in my day. You're right. You don't. So if this 10 minutes of extra bedtime is stressing you out, I have actually three tips that I want you to consider. Number one is don't extend bedtime then. Just make this part of your new routine. No biggie, right? Tip number two, if you really don't want to do this at bedtime, car rides is the second best place, maybe even the first best place, depending on your family, to have a conversation that your child is willing to reciprocate with. The car ride is like amazing to have a conversation. I think it's because you're not having eye contact with your kids, and it just seems like the conversation flows better when you're riding in the car. I don't know. But grab that communication box with you. And when you're on your way to an event, it's your child's job then to pick one out and read it to you. Have the conversation in the car, guys. Spend that positive time with them while you're driving. You got to drive anyways. They're in the car with you. No extra time. But man, instead of flipping that radio and finding something to listen to, you're having a conversation with your child. And you're having a positive bonding moment. And remember, the more positives you can have with your child, the more cooperative they are going to be and the better their behavior. Cannot stress that enough. So again, no extra time in your day. Do it in the car. Bring the box with you. Something that has helped me, I schedule in one day a week for family game night. So every Sunday, my family plays board games. We do this after dinner every night. So it's not a surprise to me. I'm not going to arrive to that overwhelming state of, oh my gosh, people want to play a game and I don't have time. Nope. I already know it's on the schedule. So it's already part of my routine and I plan for it. If it would help you to plan for this, let's say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then do it. It's only 10 minutes. Or you do it in the car and it's no time at all. So just keep that in mind, because that one-on-one time to just bond is going to take you so far. So number three, moving on, third way to help you feel that you are being the best parent you can be, even though you have lack of time in your life, is some more that has to do with a foundational piece. Foundational pieces in parenting are so important. And I'm calling this one communication. You're like, wait a minute, didn't we just talk about communication with the communication box? Yes, that was more of a formal one-on-one time, which is very important. But I'm hoping you can see at this point that I value so many different levels of communication with our kids that you're going to stick with me here. So this number three communication is just daily stuff. Like, hey, what do you want for dinner? Oh, hey, I was driving down the road today and there was a chicken in the road. Tell them a funny story, which actually, by the way, is a true story. There was a chicken in the road. Just sharing part of your day doesn't take any extra time. It's not formal like the communication box. Of course, that is fun though. Kids really like that. But just engaging with your kids, being on the same page with your kids. Hey, who are you texting? Great. Well, did you see that person in school today? Ask some questions about what they're doing. Help them feel valued. Whereas step number two with the communication box was speaking toward helping your kids feel valued. I'm sorry. Helping your kids feel cared for and giving them attention. This one is really like ups that a little bit. It helps them feel valued because you're asking for their opinion. Okay, so we have to go to the gas station and we have to go to the bank. Which one do you think we should do first? Give them a say, help them feel valued. They're part of your family, they're an important part of your family, so help them feel that way. So just having basic conversations about your day will help you feel more close to your kids, and it doesn't cost you any more time. All right, number four, reflect on your time commitments. You can do this after the kids go to bed. You can do this laying in bed at night when you're trying to doze off, or when you're playing a random game on your phone. Open up your notebook and just list out, what are my time commitments? What is going on that I've committed to in my life? And what do I need to prioritize? And I'm going to tell you that this was a huge one for me, guys. I knew it took me a while to arrive here, but I knew I wasn't getting enough done during my day, and it was making me feel stressed, and I wasn't being a very nice person to people, and I knew something had to change. So let me tell you, I figured out what I had to get done in the day. And I also saw that I truly did not have enough time. So I made a shift in the time that I got up Monday through Friday. I had to get up for work anyways. Instead of getting up at 6:30, I now get up at 5:30. I have a full hour with no interruptions. I can get on the treadmill, which I do most mornings. I can get on email and respond to some emails. I can create some new material for our podcast. I have a full hour. What would you do with an extra hour in your day? What would you do? I bet you could list a million things. And I'm going to tell you, just by getting up 1 hour earlier, I have so much less stress, and I don't even feel tired because now I've added the element of exercise to my routine, which is making me feel better. And the lower stress has helped me feel more energized. So if you need to get up an extra hour earlier, then do it. And if there's something you can't do during the day because you're running out of time, okay. But please, 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 please prioritize what your kids need because they are growing fast. And my friends, I don't ever want you to take a look back years down the road and have that guilt of, I wish I did more with your kids because, with my kids, I'm sorry, because you can't get that time back. That time is going quickly. So when I need to cancel plans, or when I need to skip a live event, or if I need to skip a week on the podcast, please know it's because I've had to prioritize things in my life and I needed to spend that time with my family because that is our ultimate priority. So just reflect, take some time to reflect, and that really should not take away from your day because I know for all of us, even me who is crazy busy on most days, there is some downtime that I have that phone in my hand that I could very easily open up that note section and start making a list of my obligations. And then start paring down that list and decide what you need to do. What changes can you make in your life to make it work? And what do you need to say goodbye to, at least temporarily, until you get to a better place? Only you can decide that, because remember, we're all different. Okay, my friends, number five, to help us parents with lack of time, I empower you right now to encourage independence in your kids because this will help take some things off your plate. So teach them, show them, model for them, and expect positive behaviors from them. Expect it. If you don't expect it, it's not going to happen. And along with expecting positive behaviors, I want you to expect that your kids will help you around the house. because that is your duty as a parent to help them be more independent. And actually, just today, my son made a joke. He was getting all of his snow stuff on, and he said, "Can you change my coat? I want my play coat on." Good choice. He knows that he doesn't go out in his school coat. He wears his play coat because we've had a lot of coats rip, and I was done buying new coats. So now we have a play coat. And he said, "Can you zip my play coat?" I said, "Nope, you can zip your play coat. You know how to do that." He said, "No, I don't. You didn't teach me that yet. You're my mom." I said, "Oh, you're funny." And he laughed, zipped his coat out the door. But unless I taught him how to be independent with his jacket, he would still be relying on me. So no, we're not at that stage anymore. We are now independent. My kids get their snow stuff on all by themselves, and it's not my responsibility any longer. Same with the dishwasher. Do I still unload the dishwasher? Yes, of course. But can I ask my child and then expect him to do it? Yes. They help with the dishwasher. They help with the vacuuming. They help with the laundry because I have shown them, I have modeled for them, and I expect it because they're part of this family. What do you think that does to my issue of lack of time? It makes it better, guys. It makes it better because I now have less stress in my life because they're helping. I have encouraged them and shown them how to be independent. And it's not just for my purpose. They need to know how to do those things as they're growing into adults. And that's your job. That's not selfish because you want more time in your day or you need help. It is your obligation as a parent to teach them how to be independent. So, all right, do you think you got it? Let's run through real quick our 5 ways to help when we feel like we have lack of time. And like I said, these 5 ways do not add on at all to your stress level. That's what makes these so great. So we have 1, notice them, be photo quick. 2, spend some one-on-one time through the communication box, even if it's driving in the car. 3, communicate just about daily activity and daily life. Help them feel like they're valued members of your family because your kids are. 4, reflect on your time commitments and prioritize. And 5, encourage independence because that is your job as a parent. And yes, it will help your stress level decline as well, which is super important for you, but even more important for your kids as they're growing. So take those things, implement them in your life, even if you start with just one. Until next time in the corner, I encourage you, be brilliant and empowered.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.